To take a look at what young conservatives think about the election, I spoke with Kurt Kerman and John Hornschmeyer, two political science students at the University of Evansville, who are both active in Republican politics. We meet on the second floor of the University Center. Students are chatting around us, but if what Kurt and John tell me is true, there's one thing they're probably not talking about. Tuesday's midterm election.
A lot of the talk is strictly on social media, but on campus, no, not really. Not a lot of get out the vote initiative or anything like that.
John agrees.
Most of it's just over social media. People post on their Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. A lot of people are saying go out and vote, you know, but they're not saying like which side they're leaning for.
They say they haven't really talked about the elections in their political science classes either. Overall, campus is quiet.
It's pretty quiet.
I would say it's all around pretty quiet, which is a little shocking because of, you know, the Senate race this midterm with Mike Braun and Joe Donnelly. It's pretty contentious, you know,
yeah.
So you would think there'd be more talking about it, but there really isn't much. And maybe it's just because Indiana is a pretty solid red state, but, you know, it's hard telling.
They say the student body at the school is fairly liberal, but there's very little overt political activism. The campus doesn't have a chapter of the College Republicans. It does have a chapter of College Democrats, but Kurt doesn't think they're really active. The most recent post on their Facebook page was from March. Neither of the two are from Evansville. Kurt's from Franklin, and John is from Fishers. Indiana law allows college students to vote from either their home address or where they live when they're in school. Kurt and John have already mailed in their absentee ballots, but Kurt says his local elections aren't really what's driving him to vote.
In terms of, like, local elections, they don't really, like, sway me to go out and vote. I mean, most of it is unopposed offices locally, you know, solid Republican, nothing really to, like, have an opinion on, I guess. It's just how things are in Johnson County. Johnson County is a very solidly conservative county. Yeah, I think, for me at least, the main thing getting me out is the Senate race and not really the House race.
They both say they vote because it's their civic duty, but
for me at least, it's kind of like a referendum on what we have seen since 2016 in that election. So it's like if you're not happy with how things are in Congress, you know, you can vote and hope to change that.
A referendum on 2016. Kurt thinks that's why we're seeing higher turnout, especially among young people. John says it's great that younger people are turning out to vote, although it's not necessarily great for the GOP since younger voters tend to vote Democratic. Kurt agrees and says that although young adults are more likely to be liberal, he thinks young conservatives are more passionate about their politics. They both say they voted for Republican Mike Braun in the Senate race, but when I ask if that means they support President Donald Trump's performance, John declines to comment, and Kurt takes a while to think about his answer.
His performance has been very illuminating in the way that, you know, candidate Trump and President Trump are very much the same.
John jumps in.
As poli-sci majors, it's just interesting to see this whole play out.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Like, as Kurt said, his whole campaign Trump is now President Trump, and
yeah, well
it's just a different presidency than I think we've ever seen.
They say campus was a little more active during the 2016 presidential election. They discussed it among friends. Some students held watch parties.
I went to a watch party as well, and it was definitely shock horror because I was with a lot of Democrats in the room.
Now, though, they say no one's really talking about it. The two housemates may hold a watch party for some friends, most of whom they say are Democrats. They chuckle and tell me they'll invite who they can. For WNIN News, I'm Isaiah Seibert.